The race to form the next government of Solomon Islands could be a tight one, with no single party emerging from the election with enough seats to govern. Former Prime Minister Manasi Sogavare's Our Party did the best, securing 15 out of the 50 seats in the House. The former opposition leader Matthew Wiley's Democratic Party is first runner-up with 11 MPs, which is also equal to the number of independent MPs that have been elected. As for the rest of the field, the United Party secured 6 seats, the People's First Party won 3, and the remaining 4 minor parties won a seat each. So what happens now? Croy Hawkins sat down with the acting clerk to Parliament, Jefferson Halu, to try and answer this question.
The next step now is to form a government to have the required number of the majority, at least 26 members of parliament to form a government. So once the parties organize themselves and once they find the required majority, then they'll inform the government house for the His Excellency the Governor General to set a date to elect the Prime Minister.
Is there any timeline, any estimate, anything to indicate what period that could take, or is there any limitations on how soon you have to do it?
There's no express timeline given to form a government or when the election of Prime Minister should take place after a national general election. With the election of the first sitting of Parliament and election of the Speaker. So it's quite flexible. It gives time for the parties to organise themselves and find that majority.
In terms of who the Prime Ministerial candidates are, is that just internally decided, or are the party leaders automatically the Prime Ministerial candidate for that party? How does that work? How do they choose and select and nominate a Prime Minister?
I think that's a party work, related work. In order to form the majority, you need to have at least 26 members of Parliament. Now we see 2 parties which have more than 10 and almost have a similar footing, but they both need at least twice that amount, a number of members to form a government. So what will happen in the coming days and weeks is to try to get more members on board to have that required number to form the majority and therefore for the government.
Maybe turning to the election of the Prime Minister, just people probably wondering how that works. How does that work? Or how does the election of the Prime Minister work once they turn up here?
Usually in the past, the election of Prime Minister takes place in the Parliament House, but it is not a parliamentary proceeding per se. It's a meeting of members, and His Excellency the Governor General presides over the election of the Prime Minister. Once the Prime Minister is elected and he appoints his cabinet ministers, thereby having a executive government in place, and then the Prime Minister would advise the Governor General to set a date to summon Parliament.
And the vote, how is it carried out?
By secret ballot. There will be a call for nominees for the PM's post, and then a secret ballot will be held and conducted by the His Excellency the Governor General.
What happens if there's a tie?
If there's a tie, there are processes in place to undergo in order to find the Prime Minister elect. It depends on the number of candidates. So once you have more than 2, for example, 3 or 4, and there is a tie, then it goes through an elimination process. The one with the least votes doesn't make it to the next round. And it goes on and so forth until they find a member who has collected the majority of the votes required.